Another turnstile story.
Wow.
Good.
Yeah. I spent a few months, about 10 years ago,
yeah,
working on the turnstiles at Mansfield.
Yep.
And I think I'm responsible for one of the lowest admission prices.
You see, again, this is, you can hear this fella is not a lunatic. It's just, it's only human nature offer, it's only football, and there is money involved. What can I tell you?
Yeah, the club's only going to waste it anyway.
Sure
that's
they are. Mansfield, for God's sake. Yeah, what happened?
Well, it was a Boxing Day match, Mansfield-Chesterfield, and a mate of mine turned up with his two young sons, and I let all three of them in. On payment of a Satsuma.
A Satsuma, sir! And that is the most peculiar... The barter system, I don't know why it ever fell into disrepair.
I agree.
Go on, give us the conversation. So, what was... just invent a name for him. What should we call him?
We'll call him John, shall we?
Okay, and we'll call you Dave. And I will.
Yeah,
and I go, hello, Dave, how's it going?
That's it, yeah.
Happy Christmas, mate.
Oh, he said, here, that's for you.
Yeah, it's a Satsuma.
Through you go.
Through you go.
Carrying his two young sons.
Superb story.
Two Nottinghamshire turnstile stories in succession.
It sounds like a BBC Two play, doesn't it? A Satsuma for Mansfield. It sounds almost poignant. Yeah. When was this, by the way?
Oh, this would be about 84, something like that.
Well, you see, I'm not aware whether Satsumas is the normal currency in affairs like this. I don't know whether all football clubs will take Satsumas.
Or Clementine.
I don't know.
They've graduated to Clementine now.
Exactly. I don't know if fruit is the way forward, but all I know is we have one of the most constant gates in the Football League, Millwall. I don't get... When Wolves come down, the other end's full. You know, if we have a kind of local derby, the other end's full. Sometimes we'll play Port Vale, there'll be about 50 at the other end. It never seems to affect the attendance the next day.